对啊，奉主之名，继续我们下午的崇拜聚会。
Hallelujah, name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'll continue our afternoon service.
我们一起来唱诗441首。
Sing hymn 441.
一起祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray.
哈利路亚，奉主之名，我们继续下午聚会的学习。
Hallelujah, name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'll continue afternoon studies.
我们在这次的讲习会当中，要用从箴言当中看我们成功人生来做彼此学习的内容。
In this spiritual seminar, we'll study from the book of Proverbs too as our main topic.
人都希望能够活出一个成功的生活。
We all want to live a very successful life.
成功的生活要求拥有人生的智慧。
But in order to live a successful life, we need to have wisdom.
所以我们都希望成为人眼中有智慧、懂进退的一个人。
So that we want to live a life, we want to live a life filled with wisdom, so that others can respect us.
我们今天发觉说，很多人生当中有问题。
And when we realize that many people have problems.
我们付出很多的努力，但是没有得到相应的成果。
That we work very hard, but we do not get the results that we want.
我们希望能够跟人有良好的沟通，却成为众人所讨厌的目标。
And even we want to improve our communication skills with others, but others might dislike us.
因为我们人生当中常常缺少了那一点的亮光，缺少了那一点的智慧。
And the reason is because we don't have that insight and we lose that we don't have that enlightenment.
所以很多人从箴言虽然他不是基督徒
So even though a lot of non-believers.
他们不是基督徒，但是他们也读箴言。
Even though they're non-believers, but they still read the book of Proverbs.
因为他们觉得箴言当中有人生指南，有生命智慧。
Because they see the book of Proverbs as the compass of life and it's full of wisdom.
所以作为一个基督徒的我们
，So as a Christian today,
我们更应该要熟读箴言，学习当中的教训。
That we need to read Proverbs often and be familiar with it.
所以箴言总共有31章哦。
There's 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs.
有些人他就是一天读一章。
So for some people, they read a chapter every day.
刚好一个月就读过一遍啊。
So for this reason, they can finish it in a month.
好，我们这一节来讲，从箴言当中看人沟通的技巧啊。
And so this session was want to discuss the communication skills in the book of Proverbs.
人是群居哦。Communal 或群居的动物。
And as a human being, we're communal animals.
我们喜欢并且需要跟其他人相处，居住在一起。
And as a communal animal, we need to live with others.
但是呢，居住在一起一定会产生互动哦。
That in order to coexist with other animals, that we there is an interaction.
那个有产生互动，就需要有优良的沟通管道。
And in order for this interaction, there must be a effective communication skill.
所以聪明的沟通是成功的人生基本的要求。
So if you could communicate effectively, then you're on your way to become a very successful.
所以我们常常喜欢问一个问题。
When we like to ask this question,
请问你会说话吗？
Are you a fluent speaker?
你说会啊，有嘴巴有舌头，我就会说话啊。
You might think to yourself that, I could talk, so naturally I am a good speaker.
所以我们都觉得自己会说话。
And it seems as if we could all talk.
但是我们再问下一个问题啊。
So now we have another question.
请问你会说人话吗？
Can you talk humanely?
什么意思呢？就是说，有时候你虽然很会说话
，So even though you are able to talk,
但是你讲的话让人非常受不了
But the words that you say makes other people miserable.
你讲的话人家不喜欢听
Then the words that you say makes other people very very detest.
所以会讲话不代表你会沟通
And even though you could talk, it doesn't mean you could communicate effectively.
我们来看一下箴言的第十八章
To Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言的第十八章。
Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言十八章的第六节
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 6。
箴言十八章第六节。
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 6。
他说：“愚昧人张口起争端，张口招鞭打。”第七节。
Verse 7。
愚昧人的口自取败坏， 他的嘴是他生命的网罗啊。那这个地方是我们说嘛，这个愚昧人也会讲话啊。
Well, here says even a fool could talk.
啊，但是啊，因为他讲话，所以为人为生命当中惹来争端。
Because of his words, it causes his own destruction.
啊，有时候我们发觉说啊，我们人生今天过得很辛苦啊。
And see, we might realize that our life can be very difficult.
跟家人的关系不好。
That we might not have the best relationship with our members.
没有什么朋友。
That in our life, we don't have that many friends.
啊，在工作当中，众人都避要近跟你保持距离。
And that at work, everybody want to keep their distance from us.
有时候啊，你看老板啊，看你很不顺眼，好像随时要把你开除。
And then that sometimes when we are our that it appears that our own managers want to get rid of us.
其实很多时候人生的问题关键就在你不会讲话。
And a lot of times the reason is because we don't have effective communication skills.
所以啊，因为沟通有困难，所以产生彼此间的人际冲突。
And because we're unable to communicate, we have a lot of conflicts.
好，所以我们这一节呢，就来谈一谈箴言当中说话的智慧跟技巧啊。
So in the book of Proverbs, let's study some tricks and to communication.
我们看箴言的第二十五章。
The Proverbs chapter 25.
箴言二十五章的第十一节。
Proverbs chapter 25 verse 21.
11.
Proverbs chapter 25 verse 11.
箴言的二十五章第十一节。
So, Proverbs chapter 25 verse 11。
啊，在这里说一句话说的合宜，就如同金苹果放在银网子里面。第十二节。
Verse 12。
啊，智慧人的劝诫在顺从人的耳朵，好像金耳环和金金的装饰。哦，那这里告诉我们说啊，这里有一句很美的话啊。
No, here is a beautiful saying.
他说啊，一句话如果讲得很好啊。
That if a word is spoken fitly.
啊，就好像金苹果放在一个银网子里面啊。
Just like an apple in the setting of, just like a golden apple in the setting of silver.
你觉得这很漂亮啊？金的苹果跟银的网子搭配在一起，真是美丽啊。
It's just like a golden apple with the on top of a silverware.
啊，但是如果一句话讲的不合宜呢？
But if a word that's not spoken fitly.
啊，就好像一个烂苹果放在破网子里面啊。
It's just like a rotten apple in the broken silverware.
所以你讲的话是金苹果还是烂苹果？
So the words that you speak, is it like a golden apple or is it like a rotten apple?
是让人看了享受还是让人听了恶心呢？
And the words that you spoke, the words that you spoke, is it enjoyable to others or is it detestable to others?
我们都希望自己像金苹果一样。
We hope that our words can be like the golden apple.
我们的沟通让人感到喜悦。
So that our communication is enjoyable by others.
在这里说你要说的合宜呀。
And over here it says that our words have to fit.
啊，什么叫做合宜呀？
So what does it mean to fit?
合宜就是刚刚好的意思啊。
And to fit it means that it's just right.
啊，所以为什么叫做刚刚好？
So what does it mean to be just about right?
啊，这个讲话刚刚好考验的就是一个人的成熟跟智慧啊。
And if you speak a word fitly, it requires wisdom and skills.
有些人啊，讲话就是点到为止，让人听了心里舒服啊。
And that some people, they're very considerate when they talk so that when other people hear them it's very enjoyable.
有些人啊，你一听他讲话你就很想捂着耳朵赶快离开啊。
And sometimes when you hear some other people talk you want to cover up your ears and just get out.
所以什么叫做刚刚好的话语？
So what does it mean to say something just fit?
第一个叫做懂得看场合说话。
And first you need to observe the environment and spoke correctly.
一个聪明的人他会随时观察他的环境。
And a wise person will observe the environment.
一个愚昧的人讲话从来不看别人的反应的。
And a foolish person doesn't observe the environment and others' reaction.
有一次啊，我去参加一场丧礼哦。
And then once I was at a funeral.
丧礼应该是一个很严肃的状况嘛。
And usually at a funeral, is a very serious event.
结果我去那边呢，遇到我的一些 cousin 啊，遇到我一些很久没有见的那个堂弟堂妹啊。
But at the funeral, I met up with some cousins that I haven't met for a long time.
哇，很开心啊，看到他们啊，哇，就在人家那个丧礼的会场啊，在那里嬉笑奔跑。
And I see my own see my cousins, they were laughing and running around at a funeral. And that because they haven't seen each other for many years. And then my mother had to punish them. And at that time I was a fourth grader. And I have a very, very vivid memories of this event. My mother beat them up, or punished them very severely. It's, then the reason is because it's my grandma's funeral. And this is example of a communication without observing the environment. You might think that you're no longer just little children. That even though you're not a little child anymore, why do you do things that's not suitable to the environment? Just for example, you're in a service. And then in a service is an environment where you worship God. So for someone who's able to observe the environment, they'll understand that this is not the right moment to be chattering. So for someone who's grown up and is wise, they know when to talk and when not to talk. And once they're in the middle of a service, and then in the middle of service, somebody's phone started ringing. And oftentimes we remind our members to turn off their phone during service. But we're very lenient because sometimes everyone forgets. And sometimes I myself will forget. And that sometimes if you ring, if your phone accidentally rings, then your natural reaction is to turn it off. And sometimes, but there was once in the middle of service that a phone started ringing. But this person picked it up and said, "Oh, who is it?" And they pick up the phone and they said that, what's the problem? I'm in the middle of service. And for this reason, I had to stop service and then I stared at him. And this is being very childish and foolish and immature. And this is someone who acts very inappropriately in this type of environment. And for a person to be very successful and act like this, it's impossible. So today when we communicate, we need to observe the environment. And what do we often see? And oftentimes I observe that when that spouse would attack or verbally abuse each other in front of others. And sometimes I don't know why, but why would that spouse would do something like this to each other? And sometimes we like to make fun of our own spouse. It's just for fun. Sometimes I do it myself. Just that sometimes I do it in front of the pulpit. But every time I make such a joke about my wife, I prepare myself for the punishment that I'm about to endure when I get home. Don't think that I enjoy making fun of my wife in front of pulpit because I know that there will be repercussions. So the first thing I do when I get home after making fun of my wife is I go do the dishes. And sometimes if it's just a harmless joke, then that's not a problem. But I often observe that spouses like to verbally abuse each other right in front of everyone. And this is lack of wisdom and being very immature. That if you say that, "Oh, my husband is useless, he doesn't make much money."
哇, 人家那个都已经开店了, 哇, 这个,
不行啊。
Oh, like, well, my husband's useless because his co-worker has already opened up his own business and he's useless. And that you like to make fun of your kids in front of others. That my children are so foolish. That my neighbor's children always get number one in their exams, and my children is always behind them. Oftentimes we have the habit of making fun of our own family members in front of others. That it often lingers into a much bigger fight at home. And this is a lack of wisdom. So if you're someone who's very wise, husband or a wife. That they'll keep in mind the environment, that there's other people around, and then they will not make that, and that they will not expose their own the family views. And that if there is anything, we could go home and talk it over. And sometimes we talk down on others, we'll make fun of others to make ourselves feel more superior. When you say that your husband is useless in front of others, so what will other people think of you? If you're able to talk down to your husband, maybe you might think to yourself that I'm the boss of the house. And it seems as if you're the boss and everybody's afraid of you. And do you think others will respect you? And do you think others will think highly of you? And they probably think that if your husband's really useless and you marry him, you're probably just as useless. So when you like to make fun of your spouse in front of others, you're really making fun of yourself in front of others. And other people will not think very highly of you. So when you talk, you need to observe your environment. And if you want your words to seem fit, the content is very important. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Verse 29.
他说误会的言语一句都不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得着益处。所以我们今天希望讲话有智慧。
And here we want our words to be wise. Number one, we need to observe our environment before we talk. And the second requirement is that our words need to have the right content. And sometimes you realize that when you're chattering with some with people, you might be it's very enjoyable. Because from the content of their speech, you can learn a lot. And you might realize that for some people, whenever you're talking to them, you feel very uncomfortable. And that whatever they say, it has no content to it. I remember when I was in college, going back to Taiwan. And one of my relatives brought me to his college.
orientation 啊，新生的那个他的那个报道哦。
And the reason because there's an orientation at the college.
为什么要带我去呢
？And why did he want me to bring me to his orientation？
我堂哥跟我讲啊，这个新生报道 orientation 啊，有很多新高中上来的新的那个年轻女生啊。
And my relative told me that I should come because during this orientation you'll meet a lot of freshmen single females.
所以啊，我们希望啊，能够啊，引更多的女孩子到我们的 class， 到我们这一组来啊。
And his goal was to get as many girls to his club as.
啊，我说那跟我什么关系呀、啊、
？So I asked him, what does that have to do with me?
他说你是舶来品呢。
And
then, 那个舶来品就是 import 哈、哦，那个外面从美国 import 进来的哈、
哦。Okay.
Import Prada 哈、
哦。So he told me that, oh, you're very special because you're a product imported from America.
我们跟他们讲哦，我们这里用美国来的，用美国来的。
So we're gonna market you as, oh, we have this American product.
哦，可能哦会有比较多的女生到我们这一组来啊。
And hopefully that will turn on some new students.
啊，我这很好奇啊，因为没看过，没在台湾读过大学哦，所以很好奇，我就跟他去啦。
And because I was very, very interested in this event, and because I never seen anything like this, so I went.
哇，在那里啊，待了一阵子之后，我就走了。
And I was there for some time, and then I left.
啊，我有一个感想啊。
And the
一个 reflection 啊。
And this is my reflection.
他说哇哇，台湾新生代女生都好可爱。
And that, yeah, the Taiwanese girls, students are very cute.
啊，年纪轻啊，懂装扮啊，穿着很时髦，很会化妆。
And that they dress very well, and they really know how to put on their makeup.
啊，但是啊，千万不要让他们开口啊。
But just don't listen to them talk. Don't listen to them talk.
不讲话的时候都好可爱。
That as long as they don't talk, they're very cute.
哇，那一开口我就想去撞墙啊。
And that once they open the mouth, I wanted to kill myself.
哎，这个不是讲到现在所有的，只是我刚好那一次的经验啊，就是刚好那几个哦。
Oh, I'm not trying to be stereotype anybody. I'm just saying that it just happens to my reflection on that experience.
为什么？因为哦，当我们坐在一起讲话的时候哦。
Because when we sit together and we start talking.
他们的内容里面都是啊，最近有哪个男星啊，哇，哪部连续剧很好看啊。
And whenever they're together, they always talk about, oh, what's the newest drama? Who's the newest movie star?
崇拜谁啊？追星族啊。
And which movie star I really admire and chase after.
我收集了谁的 CD 啊？我最喜欢他。
And that I collect all these CDs and I really love this person.
我要打工去赚钱，要去听谁的演唱会啊？
And that I will go work and spend my salary on this movie star.
哦，作为一个商学院的学生啊，作为一个商学院的学生。
And as a business major.
哦，我们只爱钱哦。
And I'm more interested in money.
哦，所以当我们听到这些人的这些人的对话里面呢，全部都是这种毫无营养的内容啊。
So as a business major, and all I heard was all I heard was all these dramas.
哦，就很想离开啊，受不了啊。
And I really want to leave because I couldn't stand it anymore.
哦，所以啊，今天人不只是要会讲话啊。
So today, not only do you have to be that you need to know how to talk.
讲话的内容、内涵、深度也很重要啊。
That the depth of the content of your speech and its depth is also very important.
都很肤浅，都是有很表面、很肤浅的东西啊。
If what you say is always on a very superficial level.
我告诉你啊，你身旁能够找到的朋友就是跟你一样肤浅、跟你一样没有意义的人啊。
And that if you only talk on a very superficial level, then all your friends are just very superficial friends.
那是不是如果你的朋友啊，如果你身旁的人啊，都在看世界的新闻，讨论世界大事，讨论各国的状况？
For example, if your only friends only talks about the news and what's happening on the international platform.
但是啊，你只知道啊，最近啊，韩剧新出哪一部啊？哇，哪一个明星上吊啊？哇，哪个人是同性恋？你只知道这些东西。
And if the only thing that you know is what's in the Korean drama or Asian drama, which movie star is gay and which movie star wanted to kill himself.
鸡同鸭讲，没有办法在一起的。
And that's very hard for you to get along with others.
所以啊，让我们自己作为一个有深度的人。
So to to be so, for us to live a meaningful life.
讲话有内涵，有意义。
And that your words must be full of content and it has to be meaningful.
你自然能够吸引那些有内涵的人跟你做朋友。
Naturally, you'll be able to attract some true friends who are also very meaningful.
那第三，什么叫做讲话要说得合宜啊？
So what does it mean to speak fit?
啊，第三个就是说话有节制啊。
And when you talk, you need to have self-control.
有些人很喜欢讲话。
And some people love to talk.
有些人讲话也很有意思。
And some people, when they talk, it's also very meaningful.
啊，但是因为他讲话，他爱讲话，又讲话很有意思，所以他身旁很多人喜欢听他讲话。
So for some people, when they talk, the contents are actually very meaningful, so other people actually enjoy their presence.
啊，但是结果就是他很习惯，你们就是听我说啊。
But they're used to they're very used to having other people listen to them.
啊，这会有两个结果。
There are two results.
第一个就是啊，别人讲话你从来不听啊。
And the result is that if you're always someone who talks with a lot of content, that you will not be able to listen to others.
你想想看，你是不是这种人哦
？And are you that type of person?
别人讲话，你很喜欢打断人家讲话哦。你自己想想看哦。
That every time you talk, you want to cut somebody off.
哦，是不是？我们在对话当中哦，你讲我讲，如果你很喜欢打断别人说话哦。
That whenever you talk and you like to cut off other people in the middle of their speech.
哦，那你不管讲话讲得再好。都让人讨厌啊。
It doesn't matter how great is your content of speech, other people will still dislike you.
因为这是一种缺乏沟通的尊重的一种错误的态度。
And because you cut other people off, you're being very disrespectful.
哦，所以啊，第一啊，不要打断别人啊，这个是对人不尊重哦。
So don't cut other people off while they're talking, that's being very rude.
哦，在这里告诉我们要节制，就是你不要讲个不停啊。
So when you have what does it mean by self-control is that when you talk, don't go on and on.
啊，你没有发觉说有些人啊，你就很怕他开口，他一开口就没完没了啊。
And some people once they open their mouth, they can't close it.
哦，所以啊，有时候有的信徒打电话给我，我一看啊，就先捏一把冷汗啊。
And so some people when they call me, I start sweating.
哦，为什么？因为啊，你知道啊，他接起电话来就是这样子东绕西绕啊，讲了半天啊，不知道在讲什么。
And I get very nervous because I know that once I pick up the phone, it's this person going to go on and on endlessly.
啊，然后有时候就是一次就是两个小时啊。
And sometimes they could talk for 2 hours with me.
哦，所以有时候啊，通常我第一次都不接的。
So oftentimes I don't pick up their phone.
哦，他电话打进来我不接啊。
And then when they call me, I don't pick up.
我先去烧水泡茶。
And I'll go into my kitchen. I'll make some tea for myself.
五分钟十分钟之后他会再打过来一次啊。
Because I know that in 5 minutes that the member will call me again.
啊，所以先去泡茶，泡茶好了要坐好，那个椅子上那个腰吼，哇，先整好啊。
So I will get my tea ready, and then I'll get my cushions ready and prepare my seat very comfortable.
哇，然后啊，那个耳机戴上哈，就不用一直拿着手机很累啊，两个小时啊。
So and then I'll get my headphone and I'll hook it up so that I'll be more comfortable. I don't have to hold my phone for 2 hours.
啊，当然了，这个本来就是传道者的工作，这是我的工作啊。
And of course, this is my job.
啊，所以啊，你们如果想这样子尽量打，我是不会介意啦。啊。
And that if you really want to call me and talk to me like this, then I have nothing to. No, there's nothing I could do.
啊，但是那是我是因为我是传道者啊。
And that's because I'm a pastor.
如果你的朋友呢？
And what if it's your friend?
如果你的朋友你一打电话过去是两三个小时，而且讲不到重点啊。
And that what if you call up your friend for two hours and that 2 hours of there is no content.
啊，你讲得很辛苦，他听得很痛苦啊。
And that it takes a lot of effort for you to talk for 2 hours, and then it takes a lot of effort for them to stay awake for 2 hours.
如果哦。
And if.
如果有一天你发现哦。
If one day you realize,
你打了七八个不同的人，但是都没有人接你电话。
And that if you call 7 or 8 people and nobody pick up your phone,
有两个可能哦。
There's 2 reasons.
第一个可能。
The first reason.
就是你用的那家电话公司可能倒了。
Maybe your phone is not working properly.
哦，那你就感谢主哦，至少是公司倒，跟你没有关系哦。
And thank God if that's the only reason why that you're not picking up, then that's great. That's not.
如果你的那个用的电话公司没有倒啊。
And if the phone that you're using is still working very well, and that everybody you call, nobody's picking up. And the reason is probably because when you call others, you don't have any self-control. That lacks content. And that you talk non-stop. It's probably because you take up too much of other people's time. So as a minister, I need to constantly remind myself. That there's a clock behind every chapel. And that clock is actually for the minister. Because if I'm not mindful of the length of my sermon, maybe all of you will disappear. So sometimes when I realize that some members keep on staring at the clock, I might realize and that the members, they're having a very difficult time understanding my sermon. So in order to communicate effectively, we need to have self-control and be mindful of the time. In California, there's a Elder Young. And that whenever he leads service, it's very interesting. Because his sermons are endless. And that whenever he starts his sermon, it feels as if his sermons are endless. So when his time is up, his wife will stand up. So the wife will stand up and go like this. So if Elder Lance happens to not see his wife will just speak very will just remind him, it's time. So I thought to myself, wow, this wife is very cruel. And every time Elder Young will just smile and get off the pulpit. So later on I realized that Elder Young had a stroke. So because of the stroke, his logic is different. So he realized that because of the stroke that he'll talk in circles. So for this reason he reminds his wife that when it's time for me to end the sermon, please let me know so I know to get off. The other people that Elder Young did this because he had a stroke. And that if you don't have a stroke, you don't have to go and talk in circles all the time. So for a minister, when in their sermons, they need to have self-control. And that we need to control the time when we talk with others. Now that in our communication, we need to be mindful of our environment, and we need to and our contents have to be meaningful and self-control. And that's how you put a golden apple on top of a silverware. To Proverbs chapter 25. Proverbs chapter 25. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 15.
他说：“恒长的忍耐可以劝动君王，柔和的舌头可以折断骨头啊。”那这里告诉我们说，讲话艺术的第二个要求啊。
And over here, this is the second trick to having effective communication is to have patience.
叫做讲话要有耐心。能温柔啊。
And if your speech is gentle and patient.
我们有时候都觉得啊，哇，讲话要有力，乒乒乓乓的哈。
So see, sometimes we might have this misconception that when we talk, we need to be very strong and firm.
对啊，有时候你看那个公司行号里面开会啊，拍桌子、踹椅子，咚咚都来啦。
And that sometimes in a meeting, you see people slamming the table. And sometimes it appears that that this way could get a lot of attention.
那其实呢, 如果你今天需要走到这一步, 别人还要听你讲话,
but in reality, if you had to slam the table in order to get somebody's attention, then you're a failure.
包括在家里啊, 跟家人, 跟孩子教养一样啊, 一样的意思啊。
So it's the same scenario at home. If you had to be violent to get your message across, then you're a complete failure.
孩子讲话一定要用吼的。
And then when you talk to your children, if you have to scream at them,
沟通能力，不对，对不起，不是这样的，你的沟通能力失败啊。
And if you have to scream every time, that means your communication skill is a failure.
那这一点哦，其实讲说我非常佩服我太太啊。
So actually, I actually really admire my wife when it comes to this.
回家一定洗碗啊。
So whenever I go home, I always so for this reason I have to do dishes tonight.
但有时候我在观察我太太在教小孩，很有趣啊。
So every time when I observe my wife teaching her kids, that's very interesting.
你知道吗？我太太教小孩，我太太从来没有打过孩子啊。
That my wife would never hit my kids.
但是啊，他们非常非常的怕她。
But they're both very afraid of her.
我太太几乎从来不跟小孩大声啊。
And then my wife would never scream at the kids.
哦，有时候我看那个爸爸妈妈哦，在吼那个孩子啊，追着啊，哇，吼啊，骂啊。我太太叫我家里没有什么不太出现这样的事情啊。
And sometimes I will observe other parents beating up the kids and chasing after them and becoming very violent. But my wife is the opposite.
你必须要用这种方式，孩子才会听你哈。那其实那个教养本身有点技术上可能有点问题啊。
If you have to go be this violent to your own children, then there is a then it's an issue.
你知道吗？当你常常都用吼的。
And if you always have to be verbally abusive to your kids, yelling.
他久了以后，他就习惯了这个叫做你正常。我妈妈讲话就是用吼的啊，那就正常啊。And
if you are always yelling at your kids will think that's very normal.
如果你很喜欢碎碎念啊，叭叭叭叭叭叭这样子念哦。And
if you're always nagging at your kids,
你知道吗？他们的自动 filter 自动就从脑里把它。 自动耳朵就盖起来了，他没有在听你讲话。If
you always nag at your kids, naturally to filter out your speech.
所以啊，一个常常生气的人，他发脾气最没有人在乎啦。So
for somebody who's always angry, who is always angry, people will just filter out their anger.
一个常常骂人的人，他骂人最没有人在乎啊。
And that for someone who's always yelling, who is always screaming and yelling at others, people will just naturally filter their mouth.
你看那个夫妻吵架是不是越来越大声？哦，你大声，我比你更大声，最后两个都爆炸了。And
sometimes when couples fight, it appears that both are raise their voice and then they eventually become very violent.
这个叫做沟通上面的幼稚啊。And
this is being naive in communication.
结果吼了半天之后，你也不知道对方在讲什么。
And after screaming at each other for a while, you don't even know what you're arguing about.
吵架吵半天，不知道对方讲的对，不知道为什么吵架。And
after a long argument, you don't even know the reason behind it.
那其实呢，在这里告诉我们说啊，你柔和的回答，柔和的舌头，好像可以折断骨头啊。And
that even a gentle voice could break a bone.
啊，在几个礼拜前呢，我到那个 DC 啊，我跟那个他那个谁，你叫什么名字？
Sam
带我去华盛顿 DC 的博物馆啊。
And a few weeks ago, I visited the museum at Washington DC.
那个地方哦，有那个博物馆里面啊，有空真的可以去看看。那里面有块大石头啊。
That in the museum there's a large rock.
哦，大石头上面有个很大很大的大洞啊。
And there's a huge hole inside our rock.
他说那个大洞怎么来的？
So how did that hole come about?
就是水这样子滴滴滴滴滴滴滴出一个大洞来啊。
And that's because the water was keep on dripping on that stone and made a hole over time.
所以我们都常常觉得啊，哎呀，我要强势，我要有力，人家才会听我的啊。And
sometimes it appears that by raising your voice and getting others' attention, that works. Not necessarily.
有时候温柔的态度才是你成功的方法哦。And
sometimes having a gentle speech will lead to your success.
所以我还记得说，我以前在上班的时候，我们在开会啊。
And sometimes, I remember before when I was working in a meeting.
哦，有时候那个会议室的小组里面啊，哇，吵的为了一个 project 啊，为了一个计划吵啊，你讲你我不认同啊，你这个讲不对啊，吵啊。
And sometimes in the meeting they will have arguments over a project.
然后但是啊，我们有一个同事啊，就都坐在那里都不讲话。
And but there was a coworker who remained silent.
然后听完以后啊，就笑了一笑啊。
So after hearing the arguments, this coworker just smiled.
啊，然后呢，就很客气的讲完他的意见，大家就全部安静下来了。
And after hearing the argument, the coworker just gave his suggestion to everybody calm down.
为什么？因为他在安静当中听完了所有的对话。
Because in his silence, he was able to observe and understand the arguments.
所以他讲的东西最有道理啊。
And whatever he said, it made a lot of sense.
有时候我们在吵架，在情绪当中，我们就听不到别人的意见啊。
And sometimes when we're arguing, we're unable to understand the suggestions of other party.
哦，所以啊，当一个人讲话急躁的时候，哦。
So when somebody is hasty with their speech,
他自然就拒绝聆听别人所说的话。
Then they naturally refuse to listen to others.
那同时啊，这个告诉我们说，你讲话要温柔啊。
So here it teaches them when you talk, be gentle.
那在十二节，我们看第十二章哦，箴言十二章哦。
Turn to Proverbs chapter 12.
我们看箴言的第十二章
Proverbs chapter 12
第十八节
verse 18
箴言的第十二章第十八节
Proverbs chapter 12 verse 18
那在这里说说话浮躁的如刀刺人智慧人的舌头却为义人的良药、哦、所以啊今天我们人生要成功、哦、
So over here it's in order for us to be successful
人的关系就是你的人脉建立的你建立的人脉非常要紧啊。你的 networking 啊。
In order to be successful, your networking skills are very important.
在我们今天的社会里面啊。
So today in the society,
你要成功不是靠你一个人拼拼拼很努力就会成功的啊。
In order to be successful, it doesn't rely solely on your own diligence.
你去上班。
That when you go to work,
如果你所有的同事都不喜欢你,
if all your coworkers dislike you,
你做什么他们都给你扯后腿,
and that no matter what you do, though, they will not support you.
如果你的老板不喜欢你,
if your boss does not like you,
你再努力他都不看见,
then it doesn't matter how hard you work, it doesn't matter how hard you work because your boss will just ignore you because he hates you.
人生会成功吗?
Will you be successful?
你说, 哼, 了不起, 那我自己出去做老板。
And if you might think to yourself, if that's the case, then I'll just open up my own business.
哦，了不起哦，没有人可以管我。
And you think that, oh, you think very highly of yourself, and that you want to open up your own business, then nobody could say anything to you.
好，如果你的供应商不喜欢你。
And if your business, if your suppliers does not like you.
人家买三块，你要六块。
And if it's $3, but you want $6.
哦，人家 free shipping, 你就是要付钱。
And that even though your supplier may give other your competitors free shipping, but your competitors charge you shipping.
你的客户讨厌你。
And that if your own customers hate you.
跟你买过一次就不再回来，不再跟你买了。
And after they bought stuff for you, they'll never buy from you again.
你最后就是关门倒闭啊。
That your business will eventually collapse.
所以啊，我们今天的社会成功是靠人际关系的建立啊。
So in order for you to be successful, it's relying on your human network.
啊，但是啊，有些人讲话，这里讲说有人的讲话急躁说话如刀刺人啊。
And some is in verse 18 is that in verse 18 there is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword.
你们有没有被刀砍过啊？被刀刺过啊
？Have you ever been pierced by a sword？
你可能没有啦，了不起就是什么切菜的时候切到手指头而已嘛。
Probably you probably never been pierced by a sword, but at most you might have cut yourself while cutting some vegetables.
哦，有一天呢、啊，我一个同事啊，他跟我讲说今天不能上班啊。
And
so,
there was once one of my coworkers told me today I cannot come to work.
我说怎么回事啊？
And I asked him what happened.
他说 paper cut.
And he told me I got a paper cut.
好了，你们现在的年轻人真的很脆弱、哦。
那都 wow, what a wimp.
啊。哦，好，翻译很奇怪啊。好所以啊，我们有时候。我都忘记我要讲什么。
哦，
好， 对，有时候我们一点点的小伤口哦，就觉得很痛苦啦。
And sometimes even a small cut, if we may be very sorrowful.
到一下，哇，就很痛苦啦。
That even if you got a small cut, that you feel very hurt.
啊，这里讲说，你如果不会讲话，如刀刺人呐。
Yes, over here, if you're someone who's not prudent with speech, and your words are like the piercing of the sword.
你可以想象啊，你如果像哦，像一把失控的菜刀啊，到处沿街砍人呐，你会有朋友吗？
And just like if your words are like a sword and it pierces everybody's heart, would anybody want to be your friend?
你情绪很大，好像机关枪啊，那个不小心就会被你扫到啊。
And if your words are just like a machine gun, that just mouths it just kills everybody, it cuts everybody around you.
别人问你说你最近好吗？
And if everybody asks you, how are you doing?
你问我在干什么？
And if you ask them, why are you talking to me?
你又不是不知道我最近工作不顺利。
Did you not know that I'm very unsuccessful at my work?
你就嘲笑我嘛。
That you are intentionally making fun of me.
好，那下次啊，我管你好不好啊？
So next time nobody will want to greet you.
是啊，有的人就是这样子啊，讲话如刀刺人，见到一个砍一个啊。
And some people talk like that. Whenever they see anybody, their words are just like the piercing of the sword.
讲话很冲，讲话伤害性很强。
And that your words are just it really hurts others.
你以为这样能够代表说你这个人很厉害、很 sharp、很有本事吗？
And do you think that your words are very sharp? And just because your words are sharp like this, that you're very skillful?
很抱歉，那只代表你幼稚、无知跟态度恶劣啊。
And it just shows that you're very bad manner and you're very disrespectful.
我可以告诉你在现在的社会啊，现在的工作环境里面啊。
In today's working society,
这种人是最不受欢迎的。
This type of people is hated by everyone.
你的能力可能是整个，你可以是公司里面能力最强的一个人啊。
That even though you might be the most talented employee,
但是我可以保证哦，如果公司要开除，第一个就是你啊。
But I could tell you this, that if the company want to get rid of anyone, you'll be the first one to go.
因为你是公司不稳定的动那个动乱的那个原因呐、啊。
And because your words destabilize the company.
哦，所以啊，我们今天要谨慎啊。
So today we need to be sober and vigilant.
温柔而坚定的立场。
And that if you're,
温柔的态度跟坚定的立场。
That if you're gentle and you're patient.
才能够得到众人的尊重啊。
And you earn the respect of others.
那所以啊，温柔不是没有立场哦，先讲清楚啊。
That being a
Being gentle but with principle, huh?
That you need to be gentle but with the principle.
如果你今天是温柔没有立场，也不会有人尊重你啊。
And that if you're very gentle but you have no principles, others will not respect you.
你态度很好啦。
That even though you're very well mannered.
老板问你说，哎，今年的这个月的报表怎么样？那个数据怎么样？
And if your employer asks you, oh, how is the company doing this year?
啊，不错啦。
And you tell your manager, oh, company's doing good. And your manager, can you explain what do you mean by the company is doing okay?
还好啊。
It seems to be doing so-so.
那为什么公司不赚钱？
And the boss will ask you, how come the company is not profitable?
我讲错了，今年不好啦。
Then you tell your boss, what I meant was that the company this year is bad.
老板就叫你走人啊。
And your manager might have to replace you.
态度要温柔，但是啊，脑筋要清楚啊。
That you need to be gentle with your speech, but you need to have principles.
哦，人生才会成功哦。
Only this way you'll be successful.
我们看回来啊，箴言的第25节哦。
Proverbs chapter 25.
第十八节啊。
Verse 18.
箴言的第25篇的第十八节。
Proverbs chapter 25, verse 18.
十八节说，作假见证陷害邻舍的，就是大锤，是利刀，是快剑啊。这里告诉我们说，说话艺术的第三个啊。
And over here says the third tricks to having a good communication.
要实实在在啊。
Then when you talk, be honest.
然后不要做这个假见证的啊。
And don't be a false witness.
什么叫做做假见证的？
What does it mean to be a false witness?
就是你讲话不实在啊，你讲话是看状况的啊。
And that when you talk, you're not honest, and you change your speech based on the environment.
啊，你在这个人面前是这样讲，到另外一个面前又改了一套啊。
For example, you say one thing in front of this person, and you say something totally different or another with in front of others.
啊，说这种人啊，不会被人相信。
And that this type of people, nobody will trust them.
所以我们不要做这个作假见证啊，骗人乱讲话的人啊。
So we should not be this false witness that likes to lie to others.
尤其是在工作当中哦。
Especially in work.
还有在朋友里面啊。
And also in front of friends.
我们常讲啊 ，honesty is the best policy， 就是诚实是最好的解决方案哦。
And sometimes we have this slogan that honesty is the best policy.
啊，我还记得说，我以前在上班的时候哦。
I remember when I was working.
有一次啊，我们有一个货柜，从大陆来的一个货柜哦，出了问题呀。
And that there was this business deal from China. There was issues with it.
一个货柜50万美金啊。
And that this business 50万 the $500,000 deal.
啊，但是啊，里面的货出问题啦。
And that there was something wrong with the product.
啊，那个货出问题，当然是回去叫厂商负责嘛。
And of course, if there's something wrong with the product, we go directly to the responsibility of the manufacturer.
啊，但是我们的经理不肯哦。
But my manager refused.
我们经理说啊，公司损失太大。
And the manager said that it's such a great loss to the company.
所以啊，他就把那货柜打开了。
So the manager opened up the product.
他就抽了一些坏掉的货，补了一些好的货进去啊。
So my manager just opened up the product and replaced the bad products with the good ones.
啊，然后把好的货放在上面啊，就是抽查的时候抽上面嘛啊。
And what my manager did was that he replaced the parts of the product where the inspector could see.
啊，然后就把货柜送出去啦。
And he sent out the products to our he sent out the product.
那是我们在美国第二大的客人啊。
At that time, this product was going to our second biggest consumer, customer.
然后呢，我接到一通电话哦。
And later on, I received a phone call.
因为啊，后来被人家抓到啊，那个里面货出问题啦。
And the customer called us and realized that we sent them a lemon.
啊，结果啊，我的经理就去处理啦。
And my manager had to resolve the issue.
啊，我们是不同部门啊，我是那个。Crisis 啊，我是那个紧急状况处理小组，我是 crisis management 的、
哦。And we came from a different branch. I was responsible for the crisis management.
我刚打电话，那个公司的那个总机打电话说，要我赶快出去哈、哦，说出事啦。
And upper manager gave me a call and said that there's an issue I need to resolve it immediately.
出什么事？对方连枪都拿出来了。
And it was so severe to a point that our customer was becoming very violent.
哇，客人非常非常生气啊，连枪都拿出来了。
And our customer was so angry to a point he pulled out his gun.
啊，为什么？因为我们经理骗他。
Because our manager lied to them.
而且他那批货还有下游，他要赔人家几百万呢、啊。
And
就是他的那个，他还有那个他的底下的 vendor 啊。
And that business deal was going really bad because behind our deal, there's also other vendors who are sub vendors, and now it's more, there's a lot of vendors involved.
Which is a holiday season.
And it's also a holiday season.
Holiday season breaching contract, 那个一赔下去就是几百万呐、啊。
And that it was in a holiday season, and there's a breach of contract, so we're gonna lose several million dollars.
对方连枪都拿出来了，生气呀、啊。
And the customer was so angry to the point he pulled out his gun.
老板说你去处理一下，我说这种事你才叫我去处理。
So I picked up the phone. I tell my boss, why are you asking me to do this?
我们最后调了这个客人，后来当然解决问题解决了，公司损失非常大，但是问题解决了。
Even though it was a great loss to the company, at the end we lost this customer.
本来是50万的事情，后来花了500万才处理掉。
And originally it's something that could be resolved with $500,000, but we spend. We end up spending $5 million.
而且调了这个客人。
And at the end, we even lost this customer.
而且整个市场都知道我们是骗子。
And then the entire business world knew that we lied.
为什么？就是因为一个人说谎。
And all of this happened because one person lied.
所以啊，有时候我们啊讲谎话讲得很容易啊。
Sometimes it's easy for us to lie.
啊，所以讲完了、啊，哇，这里讲那里讲，讲完了好像就没事啦。
And it appears as if if we just lie to others, then it's okay.
却不知道说一个谎话要用十个谎话去 cover 啊。
That just sometimes to cover up one lie, we need 10 more lies.
啊，所以啊，我们不要乱讲话，这里讲说不要做假见证啊。
So for this reason, we should not bear false witness.
啊，不要在公司里面传话，不要在人。
当中传话啊。
And that we shouldn't gossip among others.
有一个人啊，哇，讲话得罪了很多人，就来找，大家都很讨厌他。
And that there was someone who offended others, and everybody hated him.
啊，他就去哦，找那个城市里面的一个老人家啊。
And he came to look for this very senior member inside that city.
啊，你们怎么会啊？因为大家都很讨厌我啊。
So he asked this person, why did everybody hate me?
我要怎么办呢？
What should I do?
啊，这个老人家就跟他讲说，来，你去拿一点羽毛哦。
So this elderly advised him to get some feathers.
他说你拿一些羽毛到每个城门口都放一些羽毛在那里啊。
And the advice was for him to spread these feathers among the door of the gates of the city.
啊，结果他就放了很多羽毛在每个城市啊，然后又跑回来啊。
So he was obedient and did as requested.
啊，结果那个老人家说，好，你再去把那些羽毛捡回来。
So this elderly told him to pick up all these feathers again from all these cities.
他说怎么可能啊，早就被风不知道吹去哪里啦。
And he replies that it's impossible for me to pick it up again because it's all blown away.
我们讲话就是这样啊。
When we talk, it's just like this.
你只要一出口，风就吹走了。
And that once you open up your mouth, you can't take it back.
找不回来的。
That you can never get your words back.
所以啊，当你跟你的朋友哦。
So when you talk with your friends.
你说这是秘密，我只告诉你一个人哦。
And that's a secret I only tell you.
啊，两分钟之后就上 Facebook 啦。
And then 2 minutes you put it on Facebook.
大家都知道啦。
That everybody knows.
哦，所以呀，今天你要谨慎，话一出口是回不来的。
And that so be sober and vigilant because whether your words can never take your words back.
哦，所以呀，不要随意开口。
So don't be hasty with our speech.
更不要喜欢啊批评自己的公司啊。And 上班的时候哦。
And at work, don't criticize your own company.
我们发觉说，有时候啊，那上班的时候，员工哦，很喜欢休息的时候都聚在一起啊，哇，讲这个经理，讲那个老板，讲这个公司不好啊。
And oftentimes, during our spare time at work, we like to criticize our own managers.
啊，因为哦，been there, done that, 哈，我以前都是干，也做过这种事情啊。
Because I've been there and I done it myself.
啊，但是啊，你会发觉说，有一天你会发现哦。有一天你会发现
and one day you realize
他说哇你们那一群人在那里讲得很开心啊骂得很痛快啊
that you're all there making fun of your own employer
啊结果过不久啊你们当中有一个人就 promote 了
and then you realize that among your group somebody gets promoted
啊那你们大家全部都完蛋了
and that this person is promoted but everyone else is in a big trouble
为什么因为跟你一样骂得很痛快那个把你讲的话全部告诉你老板啊
Because the reason why that person got promoted is because he told the manager everything all the things you said about him.
这种事情在工作场所是屡见不鲜的，很平常的事情啊。
And this is a very common phenomenon in the company.
啊，今天你跟他跟你骂得很愉快，明天他就可以把你卖掉啊。
And that today maybe you're saying you're gossiping about your own manager, and the next day they'll tattletale and backstab you.
哦，所以啊，讲话要小心的，不要做傻瓜啊。
And that when you talk, be sober and be vigilant.
尤其是在公司上班的时候，更要谨慎你的言语啊。
And that we need to be prudent with our speech at work.
那我们时间到了
啊。Our time is up.
啊，但是在这里啊，我们就是给大家做一个提醒啊。
So here it's just a friendly reminder.
成功的人生建立在聪明的言语上面。
And that in order to be successful, you need to have good communication skills.
聪明的言语在于一个人愿意有智慧的学习。
And that in order to have effective communication skills, that you need to have wisdom.
所以雅各长老说哦。
So James taught us this.
雅各长老说啊，那个没有智慧的可以向神求智慧啦。
And that if you lack wisdom, you could ask it from God.
不要忘记一件事啊。
And don't forget this.
箴言十九章里面告诉我们。
And then Proverbs 19 it teaches this.
他说你的生死是在舌头的权下。
That life and death is depends on your tongue.
会讲话的聪明人，人生是顺利的。
And if you're someone who's prudent with your speech, you'll be very successful.
不会讲话的愚昧人，只好跌跌撞撞的过一生。
And if you're imprudent with your speech, your whole life will be a turmoil.
那我们一起同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.